In an elegant palazzo in the small Swiss resort of Locarno on the northern tip of Lake Maggiore, treaties were ratified that many hoped would ensure the future peace of Europe. Locarno was the sunniest place in Switzerland, and an apt setting for such optimism. It had taken months of intense diplomatic negotiations to arrange the meeting so that emissaries of Germany, France, and Belgium could settle their post-war borders with one another. The Locarno treaties paved the way for Germany's acceptance, in September 1926, into the League of Nations, and membership brought with it an end to the exclusion of her scientists from the international stage. When the King of Belgium gave his consent prior to the final moves on the diplomatic chessboard, Lawrence wrote to Einstein asking him to attend the Fifth Solvay Conference and to accept his election to the committee responsible for planning it. Einstein agreed, and in the coming months the participants were selected, the agenda finalized, and the coveted invitations sent out. All those invited fell into one of three groups. The first were members of the scientific committee: Hendrik Lorentz, president; Martin Knudsen, secretary; Marie Curie, Charles Eugene Guy, Paul Langevin, Owen Richardson, and Albert Einstein. The second group consisted of a scientific secretary, a Solvay family representative, and three professors from the Free University of Brussels, invited as a matter of courtesy. The American physicist Irving Langmuir, due to visit Europe at the time, would be present as a guest of the committee. The invitation made clear that the conference will be devoted to the new quantum mechanics and to questions connected with it. This was reflected in the composition of the third group: Niels Bohr, Max Born, William L. Bragg, Léon Brillouin, Arthur H. Compton, Louis Dubreuil, Peter Debye, Paul Dirac, Paul Ehrenfest, Ralph Fowler, Werner Heisenberg, Hendrik Kremers, Wolfgang Pauli, Max Planck, Erwin Schrödinger, and C.T.R. Wilson. The old masters of quantum theory and the young Turks of quantum mechanics would all travel to Brussels.